Chapter 3. His Baptism and Gathering of Disciples. Jesus studied with the Essenes for almost 2 years and also related to them his travels and experiences in the Far East. He shared much of what he had learned in healing, meditation, and Eastern philosophy. Being a secular sect, the Essenes did not travel extensively, and much of the information and knowledge he gave them was new and exciting to most of them. The Essenes were Gnostic in many ways. They constantly debated new philosophies and ideas and were very adept at writing. The Dead Sea Scrolls were found in caves just outside of Qumran in 1947 and have been attributed to the Essenes. 15 years of study was a lot of time to delve into how others believed and worshipped. This, I am sure, is also what gave him his caring and knowledge of the poor and downtrodden. 6 months before his 30th birthday, Jesus made his way back to Nazareth. The time for his public life in Israel had come. There was a great homecoming celebration for Jesus. He had been gone for so many years and had become such a wise and caring man. His mother Mary was there, as were all his brothers and sisters, and the guests included Mary Magdalene, as well as many cousins that included Martha, and aunts that included Mary Cleophas and Mary Salome. The Bible speaks of these relatives having Christ over for dinner and having long talks together. They really formed a close-knit family and community of friends and relatives who were always around Jesus. Many scholars think that up to 5 of his apostles were related to him. Jesus would relate many stories about his travels and experiences to them, and they were always a rapt audience. As an aside, I'm sure that many of the original books of the Bible contained much of this material. The reason we don't find it is because it was edited out by the early church. They wanted to control the minds of the people who read the Bible and wanted them to only read what they deemed was best for them. Anything that seemed to make Jesus more human or a seeker of knowledge must have made them feel he wasn't completely infused by God. How ignorant for one not to know that everything from every sector is infused by God. The early church didn't want the populace to become scholars. They wanted followers who would blindly follow whatever they said. We never hear Christ say you have to be of any particular religion, such as Jewish, Christian, or Hindu. He was just a seeker of truth. His words of wisdom, "Seek, and you shall find," and "Knock, and it shall be opened to you," are very strong indications that his words were always a product of his learning and Gnostic philosophy. If he didn't want us to be free thinkers, he would have said so. After reuniting with his mother and Mary Magdalene, he started into his public life. The wedding feast at Cana was actually his wedding to Magdalene. The wedding, when read in the Bible, John 2, 1 through 11, just seems to stick out with no explanation except that this was supposedly his first miracle. When his mother comes to him and says that the guests have no wine, he is reluctant to do anything. Mary, however, knowing Jewish custom, just orders the servants to do whatever Jesus tells them to do, without saying another word to Jesus. He then evidently tells the servants to bring 6 large jars of water, which he then turns into wine, and instructs them to give it to the chief guest, best man, of the feast. We then read about the chief guest, after tasting the wine, calling the bridegroom aside and saying, John 2:10, "Every man at first brings the best wine, and when they have drunk, then that which is weak. But you have kept the best wine until now." Now, what is so significant about this? Mary knew that the Jewish custom at weddings was that the bridegroom was responsible for supplying the wine. So, who made the wine that was supplied to the guests? Christ did, and it was he whom the best man called forth. I cannot understand why others have not seen this. other than to ignore it because they didn't want anyone to think that Jesus was married. That also explains why Mary was so matter-of-fact about the whole situation and didn't bother to say anything more to Jesus other than to notify him that wine was needed. She knew that as the bridegroom, Jesus had to supply the wine. To further substantiate this, Jesus, from that time onward, was called Rabbi, which can mean teacher, but was a title almost always conferred on a married man per Jewish custom.